Now, before we leave the subject of clarinet players, the name Artie Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Ring a bell with you?
Artie Shaw is a brilliant musician, and his last batch of records, though they seem to me that, you know, he was demonstrating his ability to look at a piece of music in 1954 or an arrangement. This was clarinet. I don't know if you heard these, clarinet, bass, piano, drums, guitar vibes, and himself. And it appears as though, to me, it sounds like he really had it down to prove to you that he could get it down. But the previous Artie Shaws were just, he could have gotten music out of a shoehorn. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I guess he had to whip this clarinet, whatever it took. You know, he couldn't get up and lead a band with a saxophone, you know. That's my opinion. So he started playing all this, you know, crazy, beautiful music on a clarinet. Like I say, he could have played it on a shoehorn, you know. I mean, in 1972, I told my wife, I said, we were married about 4 years then. I said, and my wife is very frugal. And I said, come on. I said, we're going to go to New York City to take a lesson from Benny Goodman. I said, we'll pay him a couple of $100s. And she said, okay. So I called Herb Cain. I'd known Herb Cain since 1940, before I even got out of school. I said, I want to go to New York, and I'm going to take a lesson from Benny Goodman, find out how much it's going to cost. And I said, and make sure he's there the day that he tells you, because you never know what Benny Goodman's going to do from 1 minute to the next. So he understood that. So he called me back in an hour, and he said, you're going to leave on such and such a day. You're going to be at his house in such and such an hour, and he'll give you a two-hour lesson free.
Wow.
So we got, that was, you know, so I took the lesson, you know. But he played the clarinet. I played the clarinet. And we both played the clarinet together, and that was about it. And you see, the way you do it, you don't ask a question and then tell him another answer.
Mm-hmm.
I speeded things up by saying, why this and what is that? And I never questioned his answers.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna have you question what he's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, he said, you've been very good. You've been very good. Now I'm out of it, and there's another clarinet player that's playing in this band with Jill Miller, LaVey Smith. His name is Jerry Locus. Jerry Locus, and we have Harvey on saxophone and Bill Stewart on tenor alto sax, and Larry Light on trombone, and Steven Strauss on bass, Dan Foltz on drums, and Chris Siebert on piano.
Now, we've got some of that to listen to.
Yeah, that sounds, well, I was in some of that. You know, some of the time, but I decided to stop.
And a bit later in the program, we are going to hear some of the recordings, the studio recordings Vince made with LaVey Smith and the small swing band of Chris Siebert and the Skillet Lickers. This is Dave Radlauer at KALW with Jazz Rhythm and my special guest, Vince Catalica. Vince talking about the many years he's been playing jazz, swing, Dixieland music in the California and particularly Northern California area.